Blog Talk Radio.
My mic is like my only highlight in my life. Some days I testify in 2H like saints on Sundays, cause I've been through the sewage and come back unfazed. Now my music's my temple of worship, so come praise. Now let me reintroduce myself, I'm Sarak. They call me Red or Shorty for short on my block. Ain't had no bread, fam kept me fed on Garvey and Gil Scott, so I keep a real shot. Now I'm trigger happy, busting too often for my esophagus. All from my soul up in every reverse on my consciousness. CDC maybe, but I'm bigger than a metropolis. Super manifest up my lane from cryptic sarcophagus. I ain't gon' lie, low recognition would be dope, cause I be chanting just like a penance. I need remote, the ghost of my past demanding to hop my every quote. And to the truth is my future just like an antidote. Hand to God. I was an alien once or twice. I guess in albums of evidence, just did not suffice. This world don't fit me, I'm wearing it like a faulty sight. But I still slay every space I've been known to occupy. Free when ink on it, day by 11, they call me occupied. But most of my lines don't see light of day like they Dracula. I've been so afraid that my honesty would get me ostracized, cause I can't prove this shit to you, bro, I'm just hypothesizing. Not no one thing for sure, they ain't looking for authentic. Homie, all these rappers is plastic and freshly augmented. Seem like real shit off the table, unfamiliar, off limits. All my views is super black, like the windows is all tinted. That's my truth, I don't deny you yours. I'm trying to leave a hip hop classic, bomb your train of thought like Style Wars. With stories of how I earn these stripes, we'll call that Tiger Lore. Legend of beauty and beast and internal dialogue. Hand to God. They try to bury my self-worth and call it suicide. I object. I came too far and fought too hard to be a private threat. It's clear present danger lurking in my dialect. And turbulence in every piece that I can try to get. I'm peeking out my flagging. Holy shit, just prophesied, I guess. Like I went post to make it past the first year. Now I'm in the Twin Cities rocking pink coats of cashmere. Y'all don't make this album fly. I'm thinking about jetting as clear. But I got in the game to make some kind of change. Cashier. So what do you suggest? Should I walk it out? Get 3 stacks on the track, one more I cast to talk about. I'm on my own path, have no other plans to stalk your route. So I'm gonna leave this here, don't alter facts when rock, I'm out. Hand to God.
Peace and love, peace and love, everybody. This is your host, Queen Ikaipa. Well, y'all already know me as Crystal Tucker, of course. And thank you so much to tune in to AUN_radio. This is where you're able to get the best music online, as well as being able to openly discuss whenever anything comes up. A lot of love and support mentally, physically, and spiritually to those who might be currently in the midst of the issues that are currently arise. Now, you know, as we all learn is that we have to stay strong in regards to making sure that we show that love for ourselves, make sure that we're taking care of ourselves, as well as making sure that we take care of those that are around us. One thing that I'm kind of concerned of as far as the vision goes, but in this case, safetyness matters. And the little things that you do to take care of yourself, it makes a big difference to the people that are around you naturally. So I wanted to have a random talk about some topics in regard to this coronavirus. And a lot of people send me different links in regards to what can help you, you know, in the meantime, to help with your physical body as well as it helps your mental, and, you know, some other topics in regard to relationships. And we're kind of going to get into it. Now, the first song that we did play, which y'all can hear in the background, is A Rock, Hand to God. A song is a blessing, you know what I mean? If y'all can go to YouTube and subscribe and listen to the music, it'll teach you more about yourself and how strong you really are before we listen to the outsourced media to tell us that basically we are strong and sometimes we can allow outside resources to scare us. And it's a practice to stay strong mentally. Let's go on and get into more details in regards to, you know, our everyday lives. Now, what's important though, like, I've noticed that everything basically is shutting down, you know, and whether or not on the incog it had to do with that, our money was weak anyway, but we were still living as if the dollar had backing behind it. I believe that we should be able to focus on the passion, the skills that we have naturally, and being able to build within a unit so that no matter what happens, we will be able to continue to thrive, you know, with all this stuff shutting down. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to open this platform up. I have a wonderful co-host on the build with me. Let's go on and get her on the build. Robin Andrews. What's up, honey?
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing? Hey, hey. Okay, and we also have Charles Jackson on the field. So what do y'all think so far? Like, how are y'all able to, you know, continue with your daily life with knowing what's going on in the outside world?
I think I'll let Charles go first since he's a guest.
Okay, I think I understand the question. me personally, but I tend to think that it's an opportunity, like you said, to explore ideas and for other opportunities to present themselves, you know, later in the future, God willing, I say. You know, I think it's an opportunity for that, like you said, and if I was just hearing you on what you were saying, I think that's a good focus, even with just the whole idea of it, you know, the whole quarantine issue about it. I really appreciate it. The message, you know, you you spoke on and how you spoke on it the way you did, just everything, because I believe that is a focus, and that should be a focus. And we should, just to the best of our abilities, play it safe, you know, which is, you know, taking heed to the precautions and the procedures given to us, you know, on keeping ourselves safe. But at the same time, we need to take note of trial and error in this time and be able to apply those once the dust settles, per se, you know, so to
right.
say. So I would just co-sign with you and say that's an extremely good focus. Everything you just mentioned, and especially about people being around people and stuff, as you were saying that, and making sure that you just have good energy. You know, I strongly believe that virus or epidemic or not, you just have to be around the right spirited people that has the best interest in for you and those that you care about. And it's, you know, you just have to know that. You just have to practice that, which is allowing yourself to be around the right people and being around the right people at the right time. And if not, you know, just stick to the particular procedures for as far as the quarantine emergency goes. But
yeah, and it's not to take it lightly, you know what I mean? Speaking on sensitive subjects when people are actually going through the whole process and the healing part, and mm-hmm. us kind of just making sure that we do what we can, make sure there's certain foods that we stay away from so that we don't have easy access to what's spreading, you know.
We'll
get into like some minerals and some foods and stuff like that that y'all can keep in mind that you can also grow, and that's already available in your backyard. That you can, you know, boil and use as a tea to be able to, you know what I mean, just make sure that you're taking care of your immune system, which is important. And that's with anything. Like, when I went to the store, it was crazy. I know y'all went, and I'm like, I should have went a long time ago, but it was like something inside of me was like, don't worry. So...
Right.
What I can, and I have everything I need.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, if I can add a note, like, you said something about, you know, self-sufficiency. I believe that's extremely important, survival self-sufficiency. I think that's, you should always have types of preparation prepared, per se, if you are in any type of situation. So I feel what you're saying. It's not like, you know, to each their own, in, as individuals or groups or organizations, whatever the whole hype is about the whole thing right now going on with it. It just seems to me personally, you know, that it's just the same as before it came. You know, people should initially want to practice good hygiene and respecting people's boundaries and stuff like that. I mean, that should be something we should all practice, because it's a part of good hygiene is
right.
keeping yourself clean and, you know, just typical hygiene type stuff. And, you know, so you won't get sick and
right, exactly.
be under a threat emergency and, you know, and stuff like that. So it's, those are things we as individuals, groups, or the government should already be aware of and should already have put into practice, you know. And so that's why I feel what you're saying, that, you know, some of the stuff that's just been going around, the hearsay, the whatever that's been talked about, the speculation or whatever about people running to the stores, I mean, in panic and getting things. And, you know, I went to the store today, for example, and I mean, it was just normal as ever. You know, of course, people are doing a little bit extra sanitizing and cleaning. Well, of course. But, I mean,
right.
I mean, you know, that's always, that should be routine. That's, you, we should always want a quality environment, you know.
Right,
And we need to emphasize on that quality environment.
I'm glad that you said that, Charles, honestly, because, like, me and Robin would know. I don't know if you were in the same place that we were, and we worked together. And that just reminded me of, you know, that setting where it's just like anybody could get sick. You know, people don't clean up after themselves. You know, we would have all the proper necessities there, you know what I'm saying? But the strong knew how to clean up. And that's something that it's like, it's like just being at a public place, like, it's just hard to know when is a good time to go. You don't know who was there before you. And it just kind of questions the quality of everything, like you said. So, Robin, what do you think as far as, you know, some survival skills? You know what I mean? Like, I know we were getting into that. What do you think are, like, maybe the top three things?
Especially being inside, I think it's really important, like what Charles was saying, that a piece about boundaries, and he and I have had, like, private conversations about this. It's just fresh from the dome, so I'm going to speak on it. But I think it's important, especially being family, if you have family, if you're not living alone, to establish certain type of boundaries in a polite way, you know, where you won't drive each other crazy, because I don't think everybody actually talks about that, you know. It's time to come together, maybe, you know, in praising, singing songs, cooking together, eating together, establishing your you time so you can have a sense of, you know, awareness, so you can recharge, regroup, so you can cope and deal with what's going on. Because a lot of people have been telling me they haven't been working, that they feel depressed, so, like, it's hard for them to get out of bed. And losing our job, like, it just prepared me to kind of give people encouragement, and I suggest that too. Even if you don't feel it, try to reach out to somebody and just give them some encouragement, because we're all in the same circumstance. The whole world is, really. So no one's going, you know, through this, is not going through this right now. So I just think that's important to do. And as far as, like, wilderness skills, you know, I don't know personally how we could do that, because we're not told, you know, I go outside, but I just think it's important, if you, like you were saying, Crystal, to just try to eat better. If you can't get the things that you need, just try to eat better, vitamins, things like that, to make you make sure you get your micro and macro nutrients for your body to keep going, and stay hydrated, guys. Stay hydrated.
Right. I've been drinking a lot of water and a lot of rest. That matters too. Like,
yes, it does.
I would say kind of like this is a blessing in disguise in a way.
Because it's
nobody really gets a new rest.
Yeah.
Right.
It's allowing you to set a new way. Like, if you've been run down and burned out, this is a time to get a habit going where you can replenish yourself. Like you were saying, take care of yourself. Also take care of others, because in a pandemic like this, others matter. Others matter. And I'm not saying you don't matter, because you can't help people about you being good, but start thinking about others too. You might not need three cans. You know, you could probably do with one and give somebody else that wants to sanitize their home a chance to sanitize their home. You know what I mean?
Right.
Humanity
in this whole thing. And that's pretty much what comes to mind right now. You know, I can talk about other things, but just human decency, taking care of home, establishing boundaries, things like that. That's a good start, you know.
Yeah.
That is a good start. I mean, you know, it's that restart, new balance, you know. Things happen the way it's supposed to. Right.
You know,
so,
there was a program,
you know,
I was exposed to some time ago, and they had, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt anybody, But there was a program that showed you actually how to manually recycle water. And I think that's a real imperative, like, survival skill, especially if you just if you got some water that's contaminated and you don't and electricity is cut off. Imagine if all electricity and all electronics is cut off, so nothing is really working. You know, for a crisis, you know, hypothetically like that, you can recycle water, contaminated water, or even any liquid, And I think that I think they have a technique. It's a real simple, easy technique, and even the astronauts use it. And I just think that that's actually quite important. I mean, for just the average person to understand and know, because, you know, water is extremely essential. And,
no, definitely. You die without drinking water, then you not having food. So YouTube right now, this should be a going through survival skills, most definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, so all survival stuff is imperative to understand. And, I don't want to put anybody in fear either of anything. I don't want to impart fear or anything to anybody or nothing. But I just think all those things, all those things are important across the board. And, I noticed you asked Robin about scriptures and things like that. God is extremely important.
Well, the thing is, I got into what I wanted to talk about. The first thing on my mind was the prayer, because it does something. It's speaking what you already know God is here for, you know?
Right.
And it's up to us to speak it. So I really thank you, Charles, for bringing that up. Let's go ahead and take that time now to start around prayer, just 1-2 minutes. And then we can get into some more details of what we can actually grab in our backyard to help us with what's going on. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your blessings. I thank you so much for opening our eyes and allowing us to see what's going on so that we can do better. I thank you so much because it actually allows us to become closer more than thinking that it's a division thing. I ask you to continue to guide us along the way, keep us strong because we know that we are, and making sure that we stay consistent with caring for others. We want to say thank you so much for keeping our friends and family safe, and for those who are going through, that you continue to guide them as well. In your precious name I pray, amen.
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 All right.
Did anybody else want to pray?
Yes, Father. Thank you just for giving us this opportunity to come together in fellowship, to come through together in your name. You said anything that we ask for will be granted us when we come together in your name. So, Father, we just want to tell you thank you and that we are grateful to
you.
Continue to give us wisdom on how to be safe. And just to be under your spirit, be guided under your spirit. And, Father, just continue to guide us. Continue to allow us to just make the right decisions and practice the right things.
Amen.
So that we can continue to be safe, keep our family safe, our loved ones, those we care about, cover all of those. Cover us, Father.
Thank you.
And we just are really grateful that
you
are a part of this forum and that you are part of all things, and you keep us safe, Father. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And we really are grateful to you, God. Thank you.
Amen. All right. So I thank you for allowing us to take the time to pray, because that matters.
Yes.
And it's always heard. And y'all already know that saying, when it's two or more under God's name, it's answered. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be heard. His spirit is there. And I'm grateful, because that's what this, our Unity Network, is about.
Amen.
So, now, if y'all heard of Dr. Sabi before, right? Now, a lot of people might not know about Dr. Sabi, but he passed a couple years ago because he knew how to cure all different types of cancers, all different virus issues, stuff like that, with the foods that we didn't even know that were available to us, and was able to provide that information to us, and also have supplements that he got from different variety of places. I would say it like that. But anyways, when other people found out, of course, they try to tear us down, and, you know, the easiest thing is to kill us off. I'm not getting into too much of that. But it's true on so many levels, but, you know, I try to be as honest as I can and try to not say too much.
Nah, man, you know, it's not, it's, you know, I'm not here to be intelligent and thou or nothing, you know, but, you know, I'm open mind. I try to be open minded to any alternative medicine. I had family members. I've literally experienced the passing of an aunt. You know what I'm saying? Who passed away on the table from cancer.
Yes.
You know, I experienced that firsthand. So none of this stuff is like for me personally. It's not a joke.
No,
you know what I'm saying? It's not to be taken lightly, and it's not something that I can talk about. I wouldn't talk about something that I don't know. So part of my disclaimers, I guess, is I'm not a doctor or anything, but I wouldn't wish some of the stuff that I've experienced on my worst enemy.
Right.
Because it's not conspiracy. Some of the stuff that I'm aware of, and me personally, and I would only speak of it because it's just true. It's just real, and it's not to scare people. But there was a doctor, some within like the last 5 years, who was convicted and found guilty of fraud because he was falsely diagnosing people with cancer in the midtown state of the country. And it was on the news. Now, I don't know if everybody got that on the news or watched that broadcast, and I don't have all the details at this moment, but I know that it was well over. It was extremely well over 5,000 people. And, yes, you know, if you ask me personally, I check up on things like that, because we don't know a lot of times. We just trust people because of them telling us who they are and the title that they have. You know what I mean?
Right, and exactly.
For me personally, to each their own, you know, but I take liberty in my own destiny as far as what God privileged me to do and what he privileged me to be, you know. And I believe that is every individual's personal right. And I'm not here to advocate for those rights or against those rights. I'm just here to state that's, it's up to you. It's your decision. It's your privilege. It's your power. And if you don't understand how to walk into it or whatever, then I suggest that you get a little bit deep, because, you know, it's not It's not a game. It's not funny.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, when you literally have to sit and watch your auntie take her last breath.
Right.
Because she went through a treatment that she didn't have to go under, because she didn't have to take that would she would still be alive today if she didn't go under that treatment. Then you see what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff, man. It's a lot of stuff, and a lot of people, you know, me and my mother, we talked about it a lot. We talk about many things, me and my mother. And I love my mother. We're just different, you know, just like everybody's different. But we talk about a lot of things, me and my mother and stuff, and we talked about that, and, you know, we talked about it. She was still going through it, and because, of course, she was really going through it. It's really been hurting her, what happened. We talk about the medical industry a lot, and we both know, me and my mother, we both know, and we both understand that. And it's so much, man, that's in the details, underlining things that
mm-hmm.
people just don't care to think of as a discussion. But health is very, very important, and there is a war on our health.
And holistic health is important, as Dr. Phoebe, like what he introduced. I think it's important to have a balance between both, because pharmaceutical companies are wanting money to kind of, you know, just help you to take a pill. But I was saying before, macro and micronutrients is so important for the body and hydrating.
Yes, it is.
And a lot of issues that we have mm-hmm. is because we don't drink enough water. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Phoebe, I take a few things from him as far as like influenza. I have a recipe that he has that I take, and I get to my usually are good, you know, 3 weeks after they're infected. It's just real important to understand that food is for healing, and I'm learning that as well. You know, food is for your healing, and for the nourishment of your body. And again, pandemic, you would want to have things to store away, but, you know, again, take time to really understand your body and to know what it's telling you so you can give it accordingly. And look things up. Don't be afraid to just listen to what one person is telling you. It's like Paul was saying. Look up
exactly.
For yourself. Really great with that. He's really great with that, you know. It's just right now you have the time to do it, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
so you can even look it up on social media if you're, you know, scrolling on Facebook or whatever. They have videos and then try to research it just a little bit of time out of your day. Either you don't need to, if you do, you know, you want to go to different sources of information to look that up, because it's really beneficial right now that your body be in optimal health.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
Now, I'm going to give... You said the seasons, what were you saying? I'm sorry, it's kind of staticky a little bit.
Go ahead.
I didn't know where the signal was coming from. But,
oh, okay.
So we have a little bit of time left on the show. I wanted to go over four things that you can try to put in your regimen, your daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
Can either get it at your, you know, local stores available for you. If you have the essential oils, you can do it that way. And or you can find them in your backyard, like I said. Now, dandelion roots, you can go out in your backyard, but those dandelions, those are strong.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good for the system. And you can use them as tea, you know, when you're not used to outdoor things. But these are weeds, we assume, and don't even know the powerful value behind them. So you can look up that information on YouTube or, you know, Google if you want to, just to know the strength and how it really helps you. You can look into that. They say licorice root. I'm not sure how to get that. garlic.
They have them at the Whole Foods store downtown Kansas City. If you're in downtown Kansas City.
Oh, the Whole Foods.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now,
yeah,
what
you know,
I would mix that in, I don't know.
I'll make it as a tea. I'll make it into a powder.
I actually would like to announce some like resources, people that's either you know, disabled or low income, elderly people, children, families, and stuff. They can resort to. They can always resort to local charities. They actually donate charities like fresh vegetables and things. Actually, quite a lot.
Right, right.
And you know, all you have to do is, of course, you know, take them in and give them a good washing. You know, the procedural thing, and you know, prepare them. But I know a lot of people assume that I don't cook or anything. I was a prep chef for a retirement home for 3 years.
Nice.
So I'm used to cooking just for people, just to see them happy and enjoy themselves. But some of the stuff that I would suggest that you know, that's just good food for your soul. You don't have to make a whole Thanksgiving dinner. I wouldn't suggest that, but you know, keep a good head of cabbage, some onions. You know, prepare that.
Yeah, onions are healthy.
If you're a good vegetable person,
yeah, good
some greens.
Yep.
Some greens. Keep, you know,
yep,
some turnip greens. Stay. Try to stay in that when you do the shopping. If you go to the shopping grocery store, stay in that vegetable aisle. And Robin, I think that was real good what you said. I think that really needs to be understood how you said it about what food is for, the purpose.
Because
I've heard that. My mother used to say that a lot.
Yeah, and just like Crystal was saying when she mentioned the licorice, she was going to say, what are you going to say, garlic? Garlic and onion.
Yeah, garlic and cilantro.
Yeah.
And these are really strong, powerful things by themselves,
yeah,
which it goes directly to your immune,
root.
For real.
I've heard the dandelion root before. I haven't tried that yet, but I know that could be pretty potent.
Like the licorice, if you do it, you can grind it up in powder form and take it in a pill capsule. So you don't have to it's way taking those. Fresh, you know, fresh right then and there, where it's still beneficial for your body, and you won't, you know, gross out. Some people, if you're not used to a bland taste like vegetables, you'll think it's bland because you know your taste, come down and the palate. So things really become a tasty thing every day. My root, the licorice, the onion, the garlic. Garlic is good. It forms a cancer a lot of the time if they put it in.
Yeah, yeah.
With forms, so it's really important to have that on hand.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Charles. Thank you so much. I want to come back to the show. I really like the variety of topics that we could be able to assist other people and uplift ourselves during, you know, any situation. This too shall pass, you know. And I thank you again, Robin, for your intellect as well. You know, it's always a blessing.
And thank you for having me. Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, it was my honor and my privilege.
And we will have to cut it short just because of the time frame on this show. But any other time that I have a show, you're more than welcome. Are there anything else that you'd like to say before we end this session today?
Yeah, I do. Just make sure if everything is negative right now, and even if you are, you can always turn that around. Just think about lovely things that uplift you, anything that makes you happy. Is it might not make the next person happy, it makes you happy. Just try to think about positive things.
Yes.
To redirect your mind, to be able to persevere during this time. You know what
yes.
I mean? whatever's lovely, whatever's sweet, whatever's kind, whatever's happy, whatever's true. Think about those things.
Yes.
To have sleep. It'll allow you to have rest. It'll allow you to have, you know, some time off from anxiety. You know?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I co-sign that, and I believe that's very imperative, and that's all I would say about that. I think that's a good focus, and also what you said during the introduction. So I believe those things should be our focuses, and we shouldn't be distracted.
Absolutely. In this meantime, while we're all meditating and taking care of our mental, physical, and our spiritual, while we have this downtime, focus on the things that's going to better ourselves. Focus on the things that you've been thinking about all this time, about doing something that's going to reach out to other people and have that purpose. Because this might be the reason why things are happening, so that we can change it.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Wow. Wow.
We'll get back into more of this. This is episode one. Let's say that we just made something out of nothing, okay? Because it's already available to us, and we're just now opening our eyes to see what's available. I'm opening my eyes to see what's available, okay? All right, so I'm going to get into this song by Tango Kid. This will be our ending song. Y'all more than welcome to listen in the background. It's called Wise Counsel. This is by JC, a.k.a. Tango Kid. Y'all, peace and love.
Yeah, through my trials and tribulations, I must have looked up and realized where I was living. I only imagine that at the end of this all, I could turn this into paradise. The devil's tempting everybody, don't you pay attention. He listens to what you whispering and turning science fiction into reality. And then you gradually get sucked in. Now you getting tucked in. It's better far and you thinking it's bliss. My granny told me that the world was like this. You born an angel, now you tangle. Give your demons a kiss. Wake up, get pissed. Put up a fist against them demons like you know they exist. Dump a serpent like Jesus did in his 40 days. Look up to the Lord so he can pull you up out the grave. Cause you know how it takes being the devil's slave. It's getting old, acting out, my nigga behave. You wasn't born in the cave, no matter how you was raised. So what's your daddy wasn't there to teach you how to shave? So what's your mama was too busy trying to pave a way? It happened in the past, now what you gotta say?
Wait.
Don't wait, cause it get greater later. No imitator can be greater than our promise maker. He called us little gods, made in the image of him. He's your creator, but you think you were made on a whim. You need to be the thread, pull your family together. And quit dividing all the pieces he gave you forever. The time is now, my nigga. Stop waiting for whenever, wherever, whatever. You acting like you wasn't built for pressure. You gotta learn to rebuke in Jesus' name. His blood ain't just a thing to remind you of his pain. It's time to break your chains. Your freedom ain't a luxury. That mighty dollar, it's only a couple bucks to me. Work for 6 years on the seventh, you get your rest. Purify your body and remember that you blessed. Save a couple checks so you can make it out the mess. Take the worry from your brain, cause you'll die because of stress. The keys to hell is in Jesus' hands, so rest assured. It ain't too late for you, I'm giving you the cure. So you can be certain, nobody close the curtain. The devil promised you death, so stop flirting. The earth is made for anything you could ever imagine. Walking waters, calming storms, anything you can fathom. Just keep your eyes to him, I'm talking faithfully. And he can help you through it all, my nigga, gracefully. Listen to wise counsel, judge it for yourself. You know you need him, just look up and ask the Lord for help. Scream, help me, Jesus, when you can't form a reason. Everything else is out of season, watch what you believe in. Be careful what you're reading, some books are filled with lies. Be cautious, the revolution's never been televised. They wouldn't publicate it, because they'll make us stronger. The hidden colors in us can make us live longer. Death ain't inevitable, you're so incredible.